Yes, it is vaqat al vaqa. One of the effects of vaqa is on nature from yes, natural. Mm-hmm. Yes, but here is a vaqa'at al vaqa'a. Here we say vaqa'a, and here is a again and phenomenon. But which topic is more general? So you can add this in the.
Mm-hmm. I said that it's going to talk about the same timing, yeah? Mm-hmm. So for it can be this time. These things are going to happen.
We wrote the topic like this, yes, the effect of Voga. But simultaneously. No, I didn't understand.
I said that we have the same, we have the common zone from the beginning and then. The
I know, okay. Yes.
I mean that you can replace them as equal.
Not exactly.
This is the point that I'm asking.
They may not be simultaneous. They may be one after each other. Yes. They are both talking about future, but. They are not necessarily simultaneous. They are not necessary. No, we have related this to each other.
It is the mother.
Yes.
The yes. I think that's how it is these things. The Vavareni is taking the earth.
Mother of one of the one of the signs or one. Yes, yes, exactly. Here we can merge the previous verses with each other. Merge 1, 2, 3. It was about introducing waqi'a with its characteristics. Here also you can merge these two with each other. Think that or assume that we had only these two groups of verses. What was your conclusion here? What is the intention of the surah till now? Fear hereafter. Give me a general topic. The waqa is. You can merge these two with each other. You can say that introducing waqa with its characteristics and effects. So this part, according to your third book and definition literature, is only focusing on defining waqa by its characteristics and effects. So let's go down. Introducing with characteristics, and 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 6 are introducing by effects and characteristics.
وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثَةً فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ.
Okay, verse 7 to 10. General subject is classification of people. Yes. Two, three groups according to what?
Their deeds.
Where does deed come from? There is
okay.
According to what? It doesn't state that, or their actions or deeds. It doesn't say. It says classification occurs. The highest point. Okay. The classification. It is a statement. The classification or a specification of it could be mentioned in the following verses. So classification. What is the relation between these verses 7 to 10 to the previous ones? We were talking about what? Again. Exactly. So, this the verse 1 to 10 is talking about waqa'a. It defines it, introduces it by its characteristics, by its effect on natural phenomena,
and social.
By the classification between humans. So, it has an effect on nature and on humans. This is waqa. Humans better, I think. In humans, we have three groups: sabiqun, asabiqin, asalmashama. And on nature, we have arz and jibal here. Arz and jibal. So all these things are defining waqa here. Yes, yes, to relation 1 to 10, yes. I want to go more. I write 7 to 56, I think. Is it right, 56?
You're so slow down in
grammar. I write 7 to 56. Why do I write this?
756?
Yes. This is a general statement about classification of people. But the verses in the following are defining each group in detail. So, this is ihkam, and the other verses are tafsir. So, we can say that, okay, again, till verse 56, we are talking about waqa'a. Okay? But in 7 to 56, in detail subject, we have sabagun comes, I think, from 10 to 24. السابقون السابقون اولای که المقرب it defines them فی جنات النعیم سلطان then to 26 10 to 26 is defining سابقون right the hereafter you can define it more defining sabagun by their in the hereafter situation or somehow you can write them their destiny. But if you want to take look at more details, you can write it talks about their eatings, talks about what they hear, their position, what they wear,
and so on.
27 to
Ashab al-Yamin. Ma Ashab al-Yamin in
240 defines what? Defining Ashab al-Yamin. Ashab al-Yamin. Ashab al-Yamin. 41 to 56
For sure, Ashab
Mash'ama or Shemal.
again, you can compare these groups by what?
Listen.
You can compare these groups by their destiny and their details here. You can say that, okay, what does Ashabi Amin eat? It says, Fakihatan kathira. But here in Sabagun it says, فَفَاكَهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ. So they choose. Here they have the ability to choose what they eat. But here Ashab al-Yamin says, فَفَاكَهَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ. It doesn't say, okay, they have the ability of choosing. They have many, a variety of fruits.
Buffet
baz?
Okay.
We do not know, but here in Sabagun, what is important? The ability to choose. Memo yashdahu, memo yatakhayyar. Again, what?
Imagine
this. Or make. I don't know. In Ashab al-Shimal, it states that Zillin min yahmum labar la'akiluna min shajar min zakum. Here, fakihatin kathira or somehow. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما. What there is something different from in Ashab al-Shimal which is not mentioned in Sabagun and Ashab al-Yamin. Can you say what is it? No. The goal of this book was finding the specification in arrangement. In arrangement, here it talks about hereafter about it, but in Ashab al-Shimal it is combinational. It talks about hereafter and their worldly life. It says innahum kanu min qablu zalika mutrafin wa kanu yusirrun ala al-hins al-azim. Their actions are mentioned here. This is another difference. Again, it states that سُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. It is mentioned above all the things about Sabagun. But here in Ashab al-Yamin says سُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ سُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. But the verse is at last. It is, so here, their number is mentioned prior to their destiny. Here, their number, their destiny comes first. And here, you see no number as Ashab al-Shimal because they are loved. Here, you can add. I was adding to the detailed subjects. You can add. These addings have the positive role in connecting the verses more easily. Maybe you write defining Sabagun, defining. And when you get to connect, let's say, group verses 7 to 56, to 1 to 10, you do not find any a common subject between them. But by writing more detailed subject, you can find even the components that can connect the two verse groups more easily. So you should choose it by some instinct, I think. You have to control whether focus on the subject or not. Coordinators? It's not here. Ehkam tafsilan over there. If there were no waqi'ah, there were no classification. So waqi'ah is coordinator. احکام به تفصیل رو پرسیدن. اگر نبود دستبندی انسان ها اتفاق نمی افتاد که we can. Yes. No, 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 not the coordinator between these two. It is the coordinator of whole surah. If there was, there were no waqi'ah, there were no classification, there were no... So it is exactly a khafizatun rafi'at. Waqi'ah is situation, it is the coordinator between an ihkam, some ihkam, and the tafsil mentioned in the surah. Yes. It is khafizatun rafi'ah. As you can say, we had the society. The people didn't differ from each other. Waqi'ah came. What happened? Sabiqun went off. Ashab Shemal descended and they were so khafizatun rafa. Just like Allah kulang, what is Allah kulang? Sisa. It is less like Sisa. Exactly. Innahum kanu qabla zalika mutrafin mutrafin. They had many blessings. But now, what do they have?
Nothing.
Hafizatun rafa. Again, laysa li waqi'ataha kadhiba. It means that surely it happens. Surely this classification occurs. What? Mm-hmm. What is? Rujjat al-arz al-arz. Again, about Jebal. Yes. What are the mountains? What are the mountains? What are they? Are symbol of the height, the symbol of being strengthful, steady. They are steady. Okay. What happens to them? Habwa and Mumbasa. They are changed to dust. What is the dust? What is the dust? Is the symbol of
unsteadiness.
Hafizatun, changing the.
What about the earth that is shaking?
That is shaking. That is in Naba surah. It says, "Jal al arza, alam naj al al arza, mehada." What is mah cattle? This is
cradle.
That is cradle. It moves slightly, and just like a baby, you can
make you sleep,
or you can.
No, make dead alive.
What?
Make dead alive.
No. I say that ars is maht. It is like a cradle, but what happens to it? It shakes. It is not maht.
Making
death
alive.
Khafizatun. Khafizatun is dead. Rafa'a. Qiyam.
To rest.
Yes. Yes. What?
really difficult. Miss Mesbah, what is? Are they hard or no? Okay, if you exercise, it would be easy. Okay. I would finish this by mentioning the verses or the groups, and then as an exercise or as a homework, you should fill the rest of the table or the rest of the columns and the important parties. You have to do like this. It is verse 1 to 10, 10 to 26, and so on. First, do like this. What is the relationship between the first verse and the second one? Write the topic or write the subject here. What is the second with the third, third with fourth, fourth with fifth? It is one combination. The second combination, 1 to 3, 1 to 4, 1 to 5. You get more details. 2, 3, 2 to 4, 2 to 5. Many combinations exist and many different understandings can be made by changing the sequence of connecting the verses with each other or group verses. No, at last, just fill these four columns and at last merge the subject here. And then after all, you get to an intention, the final intention.
Yes, I know.
You
should first come to the intention between connected groups.
You should.
Yes.
You have to find the possible connections between them. And among this combination or connections, you write an intention. Till now you can say this surah is talking about only Waqa, not hereafter, it's different from. Okay, Miss Mir Malik, how are you?
How do you feel?
Okay, 57, do you have the verses? 57 to what? 74.
Help me, please.
What is the general subject of this part? It says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ
Reminder of creation.
Is it right? Are you agreeing?
Yes,
the judge. Okay. About what?
Purpose of creation.
No, not exactly. Miss Mesbah?
It wants to say that if I created you for the first time, I can be created you from death.
It is one part of the subject. Yes. Here, the problem is. Okay. It's a part, yes. It's a part, yes. Yes, top of all reason. Illatul ilal. Here, we cannot write a general subject really easily. So, we have to move on details. We should choose details. If we get back to Tafakkur book, we had expressive forms, Qalabhai Adabi wa Bayani. Here, we have an expressive form which is repeated. That is like this. Afara'aytum something. A'antum something. Am nahnu something else.
Right? It says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ So we have
أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ تُمْنُونَ تَشْرَبُونَ Again, تَحْرُسُونَ وَتُورُونَ Right? It is أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ
So you have to see something first. Then,
I wrote what you have to see. Alright. Yes, can be keyboards. They can be keyboards. But I'm drawing the diagram. Okay. Antum here. Antum you. And nahnu the God.
So what is antum? In the first part, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ
تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ
Exactly.
You can say these are details. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ
مُنْزِلُونَ
تَزْرَعُونَهُ زَارِعُونَ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ
Yes. So this part focuses or wants you to look at something which is the natural phenomena around you or so on, and then wants you to see your position or relationship to it, the relationship of God to it, and then after that you conclude that only God is the one.
So it as a conclusion it says فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ
So after that you have to say that the God is great. By what? By comparing you and God. Because at the end of it says فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ فَا is a conclusive. It means that, okay, I look at my creation, okay, from nutfe or somehow. And whether I created the nutfe and so on, the answer is no. Did Allah do it? The answer is yes. So here you are comparing your power with God's power. And then after conclude the whole conclusion from this part is فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ So before this part you thought that I am something. I am doing something. You were azim. You were great first. You were great. Why?
Because
But after looking at these examples, you get to the conclusion that God is great. And this was tasbih. Why? Tasbih. It was purification of God from defects. Again, it is exactly khafizatun. Yourself, khafizatun. And the God goes up. Khafizatun. In your beliefs. Ascending and descending. Seesaw. Replacing. You were thinking before that I am the one who is effective. After reading through these parts, your beliefs change. The action of this part, or the action of the verses of Quran in this part was exactly like Waqi'ah or seesaw. So, hereafter happened. Qiyamah happened. Yes, changing in our attitude is somehow
Hafizatun Rafa.
Yes.
Before reaching God, that we cannot do anything for ourselves.
Exactly. You have to put yourself in relation with Vaga. You have to have Vaga in your life. Face your Vaga in your life. Before it happens, yes. So, as a general subject, what can I write? For the general topic or general subject of this part. Give the statement or the topic.
Revolutionizing, but more specific.
Revolutionizing the attitude by remembering, looking at the phenomena and comparing or seeing the relationship of them to us and God.
And giving all the power to God. And looking at Tadabur
and Tadabur. No, not Tadabur and Tadabur. Yes, this is Tadabur and Tadabur. Yes.
Asking questions.
Yes.
When it's asking questions, it makes you think. It asks you to think.
Mm-hmm. And see. مثلا موضوع فارسیشو بخونیم. بگیم میگه دعوت انسان به قرض این تیکه. دعوت انسان به تسبیح با نگاه کردن به پدیده‌های اطراف، مقایسه نسبت خود با اون پدیده و نسبت خدا با اون پدیده، همچین چیزی. It has really nice points in here if you want to go to detail, but here we want to only classify and look at the verses as a whole. But you can yourself talk, think about every detail mentioned in the parts. They are really nice. But in different aspects, any part of the surah can be the heart. From the very beginning to the very end. Okay, the verse 75, I would finish in 5 minutes. Sorry for... 75 to 82. It talks about what? No, you can do it yourself. I'm only working as a catalyst for speeding up the class. It is arbitrary to you. You can go to Tafsir al-Mizan and check yourself with it. Or by your instinct or by your thinking, you can get to points. There is no special or specific kinds of criteria for classification. You say that, okay, I want to put 75 to 82 in a verse, in a group. But after reading and reading and reading more and more, you come to the conclusion that we can merge these together and write a more general topic too. But at first it is, it doesn't matter whether you put this verse in this group or in the other one. Yes. No, they are checkings. There are checkpoints. Al, you can see Al Mizan too, and then check yourself. Be sure. Maybe a new point of view can be acquired by looking at that. General subject about. Exactly. Quran and its characteristics and people confrontation.
mainly the negative confrontation. Because it says
attach and exactly mutahharuna. What is the possible relationship between these this group and the whole surah?
This is means
of what?
Before hereafter, we find a way and
exactly.
We need one of the yamins at least.
Exactly.
To ascend us. No, yes, the Quran is a tool for ascending.
Exactly. It's
a
exactly. Exactly. Because it changes your attitudes. You think that, okay, afan aj'al al-muslimin kal-mujrimin in your actions. You equalize between the ones who know and the ones who do not know. Exactly. That is, inshallah, that is the desired condition and unpleasant condition. Here, unpleasant condition would be ashab al-mash'ama'a and ashab al-yamin and sabagun would be the pleasant conditions.
And this is the whole intention of Quran, that we see that it's
Exactly.
Again, 83 to 96, the ending part of the surah. What can you say about it, fella? Let's hear this part.
فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم.
Okay. What is the general topic? If you cannot answer, you can go to details.
Transferring
the role of death again. Again about. In detailed subject, we have three types of people, in brief or in detail? In brief, yes. In brief. There is a difference. There is a difference. At first part of the surah, we had waqi'a occurred. Okay? It occurred. Then, the classification, you saw the classification by their destiny. Jannat al-Na'im and so on. Then it talked about the power of God and Quran. Then the film was backwarded somehow before the occurrence of waqa'a.
Flashback,
yes. Before death. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْهُلْهُمْ means your soul is taking out, going out of your body. And then, in death, you come to the conclusion that فَلَوْلَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you have the power, so
come back
to life. Again, wants to say that you do not have power. The God is the powerful one. Okay? And then, again, it talks about if this person who is dead is ashab yamin farahum wa rayhanum, if ashab shimal and if sabaqun,
So again, the flashback in hereafter, here is the substrate is death and the transport between the worlds. Here we had waqa'a in hereafter. So three types of people in brief. Again, the death, power of God in death. What is the general subject? So it says, okay, by knowing all this, again, فَسَبِّهْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيمِ. It says, after knowing this, فَسَبِّهْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيمِ. This, what is the difference between this فَسَبِّهْ and the previous one? Think about it. Think about it. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ حَقُّ الْيَقِينِ. Again, it says in haza lahu al haqqul yaqin. What is haza? Allama Tabatabai in Al-Mizan Tafsir says it goes back to Quran. But you can say it goes back to waqi'a again. Yes, or va'de. No difference. In haza lahu al haqqul yaqin, or the hereafter is haqqul yaqin. Laysa li waq'ataha kadhiba. It is truth. Yaqeen, haq. So as a general subject, I can write. I didn't put in general subject. I want you to give me the general subject for this group of verses. I said that, again, for the appearance of fa, which is a concluding letter, we can conclude that, okay, this type of, this group also wants us to do this action. Wants us to speak. Yes. 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 You can say tasbih is the intention of this part, but what kind of tasbih? According to the specifications made here. So give me a general subject. Again, summarizing, you can say this is a suggestion, but summarizing, paraphrasing, restating the classification, but in the substrate of death, not the hereafter. Or reminding people of death in order to what? To conclude that God is great. So let's write paraphrasing like this. Restating the introduction part of surah by focusing transferring stage and wants the people to tasbih somehow, praising God. Yes, yes. This is my question. No. Salawatul Fist. Salam. میزنم کانال دو. کلن این کاری بود که ما به عنوان دستبندی ترتیب موضوعی انجام میدادیم. شما هر چقدر که بتونید موضوع کلی رو دقیق تر بگید، میتونید به غرض بهتری برسید. اگر دیدید موضوع کلی رو نمیتونید پیدا کنید، یه قدم برمیگردید عقب، جزئیات رو ریز میکنید، از جزئیات اشتراک میگیرید، به اون میرسید. حتی واژه های کلیدی هم میتونن اینجا کمک کنن. حالا از شما تکلیفی که خواستم اینه، همین رو روی کاغذ بزرگ پیاده میکنید، ستوناش رو کامل میکنید، آخرش از شما من یه غرض کلی میخوام و ارتباط بین دسته ها. موضوع کلی، موضوع جزئی. این اینجا ترکیب جنرال سابجکت های گروه های مختلف میذاریم اینجا. بله بله، اینو میگیم. آره آره، این بله بله بله. شما کارتون این تیکه به بعد داره، ما این رو همه این درسی یک این ببینید جزئیات رو گفتم، شما لزومی نداره به جزئیات بپردازید. کجا میرید سراغ جزئیات؟ اونجایی که ارتباط دادن سخته. مثلا از ظاهر میبینید این دسته ربطی به دسته قبل نداره، من چیکار کنم؟ مجبورم برم جزئیات ببینم آیا تو جزئیات به هم ربط دارن، دیتیل تو دیتیل. ولی مثلا واضحه این تیکه فسبهش با فسبه قبلی ربط پیدا میکنه، فسبه دو تا دسته قبلی. پس این دو تا دسته رو از مسیر تسبیح میتونید به هم ربط بدید. قرآنش به کجا ربط پیدا میکنه؟ مواجهه انسان ها مگه نبود کانفرونتیشن؟ بعد چند دسته انسان ما داشتیم؟ خب به نظر شما آیا طبق این داستان مواجهه افراد با قرآن اونها رو چیکار میکنه؟ دسته بندی میکنه. پس اصحاب یمین چه کسانی هستن؟ کسانی هستن که ویژگی های قرآن رو میشناسن، مثلا ازش استفاده میکنن. اصحاب شمال چه کسانی هستن؟ اونایی که میگه اتجعلون رزقکم انکم تکذبون، رزقتون از قرآن چی قرار دادید؟ تکذیب. پس قرآن معیار چی میشه؟ دستبندی. در قسمت اول چی معیار دستبندی بود؟ پس قرآن چیست؟ قرآن واقع آف... مرگم. آها احسن، خب نسبت در اومد دیگه. من همین رو میفهم. مرگ چیست؟ مرگ آن واقعه ایست که شما را دستبندی میکنه دیگه، تازه میفهمید حقایق چه. یه نکته جالبی آقای رجب‌علی میگفت، اینو دوست دارم بگم و دیگه به صلوات از شما بگیرم. میگفت کار این یعنی یکی از ویژگی های واقعه چیست؟ حافظتون رافع. بعد این فیلمی که شما دیدید الان چجوری بود؟ سرته بود، یعنی از قیامتش دیدید دوباره برگشتید دنیا. خود سورش هم میشه از ته به سر خون، چپش کنید از ته بخونید به سر. حافظه آخرش کلی گفته میتونید چپه کرد از اون وقت. حالا این با خود با خود فرایندش هم جالب ارتباط داره، اون قسمت آخر و اینتنشن نهایی. آره هر چقدر بتونید ترکیبایی که میزنید بیشتر باشه خیلی خوبه، یعنی این به این مسیر مستقیمه، دایرکت. من آخرش از شما یه نخ تسبیح میخوام که اینا رو به هم ربط بده، اینتنشن رو بسازه. حالا یه وقت هست مسیر مستقیمه، یه وقت هست نه، سرم به پنج ربط میدید، بعد پنج از یه جای دیگه به سه میخوره، به دو میخوره. همین توی ترکیبای بینید. نه لازم نیست، سر ارتباط دادن بحثی میشه که آهان این دفعه تو این قسمت مثلا الان من همه حرفام رو چی چرخید؟ دقت کرده باشید همش ارجاع دادم به حافظ دادم. پس این کیورد منه. حالا هر جا من مفهومی مثل بالا پایینی دیدم، فرایندی دیدم که داره این کارو میکنه، اون میشه کیورد من تو قسمت‌های بعدی. حالا این شما بردارین، میتونید یه موضوع دیگه بگین. موضوع چیه؟ میگه لیسه لوقعتها چی؟ پس موضوع کذب و صدق یا حقیقتی رو بگیرید. آفرین. حالا اگر من کاذبه و صادقه رو بگیرم کیوردم، اون وقت که اومدم ته حق الیقین میشه کیوردم دیگه. چی میشه؟ مثلا اون کذبی که اونجا بود انکم تو کذبون میشه کیوردم، طهارت میشه کیوردم، چون در مقابل مکذبون یه دونه لایمسته الا المطهرون داریم. پس اونا هن که هماهنگی دارن. بفهمید. چیزی که بود اونجا این بود که دنیای اینها متفاوت از آخرت بود، چپه شد. بله، برعکس میشه. توی کافرین اینطوریه، تو کافرین اینطوریه. تو اصحاب یمین و مقربون چون دنیاشون به آخرتشون تفاوتی نداره، همونطوریان که یعنی بر مبنای حق زندگی میکنن. حقم بالا پایین نداره که، ثابته. پس همونطوریان، همونطوریه. همونجوری میمونن. نه آره دیگه، پتانسیل اینو اون حالت اطراف نه نه میگیم که اتفاقا مال میتونه انسان رو ببره بالا، انفاق میکنه میره بالا، نه دیگه. ولی اونا رو میگه که چون اینجا بودن مترفین بودن، یه ویژگی دیگه هم میگه. آخه مترف فقط صاحب نعمت نیست، معنیشو ببینید توی المیزان میگه کسی که نعمت او را سرگرم خود کرده به مستی افتاده، یعنی از یه چیزی یادش رفت. بعد نه تنها اینطوری، و کانو یسرون علی الهنسل، از این بر عهد شکنی و پیمان شکنی اصرار داشتن. یعنی اون پارامترهای رفتاریه که بله، یسرون علی الهنسل از این آره، تو سوره تکاثر حق الیقینش رو ندیدید، اینجا میبینیدش. ان هاذا لهو حق الیقین. نه آسونتره، آسونتره. این کلمه خیلی سخت بود، شما نمیدونید چی گذروندید الان، خودتون خبر ندارید چی گرمید. نه چون به قول شما